Today's daf is Brachas, daf Yud Zayin. We are holding last line of Tez Zayin Amabay. So we were discussing the different tefillos that the various Meraim and Tanaim said at the end of the Shemar Esrei. So yesterday, I don't know if you actually pointed out properly, yesterday we said it was like a little tefillah they added at the end of Shemar Esrei, seemingly like by the year of the Ratzin. So actually we'll see from today's Gemara, it's more clear that this is what they said as Elikai Nitzar. Like what ultimately that's going to be one of the options in today's daf, and that's what we took on. So these various tefillos with the different tefillos that were said by the different Amoraim or Tanaim in the place of that. Now, one of the tefillos we quoted yesterday was the tefillah of the Nusach, which is exactly what we say on Rish Chedesh Benjing. The end of that tefillah ends off, we were running through yesterday quickly, it ends off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mishal HaKom Mishal Tiveinu L'Toyva. So just a quick point on that obvious idea, since when do we have mishals lemeinu? Do we have requests that are not lateva? Kadosh Baruch Hu should respond to all of our requests lateva. Since when do we ask for non-teva, for bad to come on us? So again, the first one explained very clear, very simply, that often we ask for things that we think is good for us, but unfortunately, it may be in the bigger picture, it may be not good for us. So we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to only answer the tefillos that are indeed to our benefit, and not to answer tefillos that we think is something we need or good for us, in the long run is not beneficial. Then we quote at the end, Rebbe would say a tefillah at the end of Ishmael Esrei. This is actually a tefillah that we have in our snurim. We say after brachas, right? The same yiratza that we say after brachas every day in the morning. Rebbe said at the end of Ishmael Esrei, and Rebbe would ask for protection from all people, and we pointed out that it's interesting, he would be asking for protection from all people, even members, even members, and he was doing it in the presence of the Meshursim of Antoninus. Antoninus and Rebbe had a relationship, and Antoninus appointed a couple of people to be Shemrim, to be watchmen over Rebbe. So the uniqueness is not so much that he said members, Ain't members in front of them, it's I think maybe that was the connotation that we gave off at the end of yesterday. The uniqueness is that he's davening for protection. Here he has two guards watching him all day from the king, from Antoninus, and still he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu for protection and was not reliant on those guards. Okay, last line of the page, Rav Safra, Basa, Tulusi, Amar Hachi, Rav Safra, after he davened, he said the following tefillah. Yiratzim b'fnech Hashem alekeinu, shetasim shalim b'pamal yishamala, the top of Yud Zayin Amalav, you should bring peace in b'pamal yishamaya, b'pamal yishamata, there should be peace between the heavens above and the assembly below, and between the Talmidim Ha'isik and Yitera, whether they are learning Torah Lishma, whether they're learning Torah Lishma or not, there should be peace amongst them. And whoever's learning Shalom Lishma, may it be your will that they should come to ultimately learn Lishma. We'll see more about that later in this Amud, but we know there is a cloud that it's okay, Nayach, it's okay for a person to learn Shalei Lishma. Shemeteich Shalei Lishma, from learning Shalei Lishma, a person will eventually develop to learn Lishma, and therefore it's okay. So the tefillah was that at least, that ultimately people should be learning Lishma, and even those that aren't yet should get to that Madrega. We'll see more about that in later Lama with Tezvis. Okay. Rav Alexandria said, now there's a quick explanation of the first words of the Amud, that sometimes the Malachim in heaven and the Malachim down on this earth, their goals or their missions could sometimes clash, and that could create a little bit of a rush. So the tefillah is that everything should be smooth and in its place. Rav Chazandri, after his tefillah, he says as follows, Yiratzim Mufanecha Hashem Lekenu, with the top of Yid Zayin Amalav, Yiratzim Mufanecha Hashem Lekenu, Shetamidenu Bekeren Aira, Val Tamidenu Bekeren Chashecha. You should stand us in a place that's lit up, and not stand us in a dark corner, like in Gullus. Vayid Vili Beinu, and don't let our hearts be pained, and don't let our eyes be dimmed. Don't let our hearts be pained, our eyes be dimmed. And if you remember, we pointed out yesterday, we had a similar nusach, and we said the hearts and eyes of the nation are the Tamid Chama, the leaders. So when we're saying, don't let our hearts be pained and our eyes be dimmed, it's also perhaps alluding to tefillah that the leaders of the generation should have their full strength, their full power to lead us properly. Ikadarmi, some say a little bit different. Harav Amnuna, Matzla. This tefillah we just said was not from Rav Alexandria. This tefillah we just said was from Rav Amnuna. And what was Alexandria's tefillah? The following. Rav Alexandria, Basit Matzli, Amarach, Rav Alexandria, he said the following tefillah. Rabbi Nalalam, Gali V'yaduv Necha, Master of the world, Rabbi Lamim, Kalavidul Fenecha, Shiratzeni Nasu Tenecha, our Ratzin is to do your Ratzin, Umim Akev, and what prevents us from doing your will? Sa'ar Shabisa. Sa'ar Shabisa is the yeast of the dough. What is that remiss to, of course? The Yetzirah. Sa'ar Shabisa prevents us from doing your will. Shiratzeni Nasu Tenecha, sorry. Vishiva Malchus, and also the Shiva Malchus of Gullus. and the Sar Shavisa, they prevent us doing your will. So it's very interesting. The first should point out that this actually opposite extremes. The Sar Shavisa is the Yetzirah telling us to go after our taivas. It's telling us to go after our desires, to do what we want. That's one pull, one extreme that pulls us away from what we're supposed to do. Shiva Mach is almost opposite. Shiva Mach says we're being tortured and pained. It's the opposite of self-indulgence. It's that we don't even have strength, power over ourselves. We're in servitude that we can't do our vaita. These are opposite extremes, and we're davening that we should be in the middle. We shouldn't be running after Sar Shavisa to have taivas, and to be running after all the opportunity, physical opportunity on the one hand. On the other hand, we shouldn't be tormented not to have the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. We want to be right in the middle. Yiratzim ufenechash atzalenim yadam, save us from the hands, v'nashev chukei ritzenech b'leiv v'shalem, and return, and we should be able to return to your statutes, b'leiv v'shalem. We want to get to the Derech HaMtzai, the famous middle ground of the that the Rambam explains. Rava, Bustas will say, Amarachi, Rava, Efter Zamni, say the following, and the cash, l'nesati, and ikedai, if it sounds familiar, it's because we say this when, I mean, you say some of this could be even Kriya Shalmita, but we say this, of course, by Yom Kippur. Before I was created, I wasn't worthy of being created. Now that I've been created, it's if I wasn't created, I'm still unworthy, even with my creation, I haven't justified my creation. I'm already offering my life, certainly after death, when people are buried in the earth, I'm certainly going to be offering. I'm in front of you like a kli that's full of shame and humiliation. Should I not sin anymore? You should erase the various that I have done. Please erase them, but not with pain, suffering, rather erase it through your mercy. And the Mordechai says, this is the vide of Mamnuna Zuta on Yom Kippurim. We say this particularly in Ne'ilah, at the end of Kippur. That's when we say this. One second, I think we say at the end of every Tila. We said that at this part. Every Al-Khayt, right, yeah, sorry. Yeah, there's a different, longer Nusach at the end of Nila, but this we say at the end of every Al-Khayt. Thank you. Mar Braid Ravina, Kev Messiah M'Slusa, Mar Braid Ravina, when he finishes davening, Shemar Nesrei, Amar Hachi, this is finally the one that we say, Elikarn Tzol Shoni Mira, guard my tongue from evil, V'sfasam Tav Mirma, and my mouth, my lips from speaking things that are not true, that are trickery, U'makal Enav Shisadayim, and let those who, when people curse me, let me be silent, let me not, either actually two Mahalchim, either means let me not respond back, it's one taich, or the mashmah, another taich means let those who curse me be silent. So either let me be silent when people curse me, meaning let me not engage in a fight, let me keep things calm, or let those who curse me be finished and be silent and let them not curse me anymore. So either it's going on me, it's going on them. Let my soul be like dust to everyone. Me, no one should focus on me. No one should take issue with me. Another explanation is that you can't destroy earth. Earth is already earth. So let it be that no more destruction, no more trouble befalls me. I should already be like earth. Open my heart to your Torah of Mitzvah, and let my nefesh run after your mitzvahs. Save me from any evil happenings. From an evil woman. From all rights that happen in this world, and anyone who has evil ideas against me, quickly destroy their eitzah, and ruin their plans, their machshavas. Here's a key point. May be the will of Hashem that my words should be, the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart should be, find favor. Hashem is my rock, my redeemer. We already had early in this Masechta, maybe we'll get back to this at the end of this year, for the Lechel day. We had early in the Masechta already, that what do we say Hashem says I tifta before we start Shemar Nesrei, and Yilu Ratzin at the end of Shemar Nesrei. We even asked what Yilu Ratzin is feeling. They could say at the beginning of Shemar Nesrei too. My thoughts and my expressions be accepted. Why do we say at the end of Shemar Nesrei? And we explain because just like David HaMelech says Yilu Ratzin after 18 kapit lechtelim, we say Yilu Ratzin after 18 brachas of Shemar Nesrei. That was what the Marwan earlier. So we already had Yilu Ratzin as part of the end of Shemar Nesrei. Here we're having Rava Hamnuna. Mar Bar Avina, which is the nusach that we ultimately say, adds in this whole Elikai Netzar, and he says Yilu Ratzon at the end of Elikai Netzar. So what does that mean? Do we say Yilu Ratzon after Elikai Netzar instead of after Sim Shalom? Do we say it both? Or do you say Dafkim after Sim Shalom? Now that, based on the Gemara earlier, we'll see more about that later. Rav Sheshes Kaviyah, Yosef Atanisa, Rav Sheshes, when you're sitting in a fast, Basim Nasi Amarachi, after you daven, you'd say as follows, Rivan Elam Goli Vidua, Goli Lefanecha, Bizman Shebeis HaMidrash Kayim, Adam Chayt Makrav Karban. When the Beis Mikdash was Kayim, a person would do an Aveira, And then you bring a carbon as a kapara. And what would go on the Mizbeach? The blood and the fat would go on the Mizbeach. The other parts would be eaten by the Kayan. The Ayla gets fully burnt. But other kabanas would be eaten by the Kayan or by the Bailam. And he gets a kapara. And now, this is after he just fasted. I sat in a fast, and by singing a fast, I was my own personal dam. Let it be the fat and blood that were diminished through my fasting. It should be as if I brought a carbon, and it was accepted. The first one saying, there's a beautiful riot to the idea that when a person brings a carbon, he's supposed to visualize. Rambam brings the other, the first bring it. He's supposed to visualize that really I'm supposed to be in the Mizbeach for my bad deeds. I'm supposed to be being shechted, and the Mizbeach, the carbon, is almost like my tzmur, it's instead of me. Here we see the exact idea where the fellow is saying, I fasted today and have lost blood and fat, and let that be like the carbon, which I was going to bring anyway, where would I put on the Mizbeach? The blood and fats. Invite to this idea of the tmura of the animal being in exchange for the person. In this case, the person is actually doing it himself. He's losing the fat and the blood. Rabbi Yechonah, by the way, one key point, we skipped. Elikai, we say this every day. The Mishabur points out, when he says Elikai Netzer, it's not, I keep saying Elikai Netzer, it's not Elikai Netzer, it's Elikai Kama, very exactly. Elikai, kama, netzol l'shech imra. Elikai, kama, netzol l'shech imra. Watch my mouth for men. Zak Gemara, Rabbi Yechonah, Kavim Messiah, Sifrit Eev. Rabbi Yechonah, when he finished the Sefer of Eev, Amar Hachi, Sefer Adam Lamas, a person's end is to die. The same the shechita, and an animal's end is to be shechted. Everyone is eventually going to die. Ashrei misha gadol b'Torah. Fortunate is the one who grew up in Torah, mother b'Torah, and he spent his amelus, his toil in Torah. And he gives pleasure to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And he grew up with a good reputation, and he was nifter with a good reputation. It's clear that these two things are not always ties up his head. Just because a person was learning Torah doesn't mean necessarily he had a great reputation. It's a separate mila to be someone that's more of an ambrius and has a good reputation. Better is a good name than good oil. And better is the day of death than the day of birth. A person who lived his life, who toiled in Torah, and who developed a good reputation, his day of death is better than the day he was born because he's fulfilled his tafkin and now he's going to the true world. It was ruggel to say ruggel or someone, or you could say it was like a gem. It was a gem in the mouth of a mayor. Gomer b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells us, please learn with your whole lev, your whole nefesh. L'dasas drachay, to know my ways. V'lishkan al dasas seirasi, and to be steadfast, to be shukud in the doors of my Torah. Nitzar Torahsi b'libcha, watch my Torah in your heart. V'neganechati Torahsi, and let my fear be in front of your eyes. Shmar picha mechalchet, watch your mouth from any sin. Ashma v'avain, or from any other type of inquinity or doing evils. V'aniyam eyamach b'chol makom, and if you do that, I will be with you in every place that you go. Ma'igu b'maid rabbanu t'yavna, it was ruggle, or again, it was either familiar or it was a gem in the mouths of the Rabban of Yavne. Ani beria v'chaver beria. I'm learning Torah. I'm a creature, and so is my friend, a creation beria. Ani malachti beir v'umachti besada. My work is in the city. His work is in the field. Ani mashkim l'malachti v'mashkim l'malachti. I get up early to do my work, and he gets up early to his work. Kashem shu einay miskadib malachti. Just like he doesn't try to do my work. So I'm not going to try to do his work. So it's like this. I'm sitting and learning in the city. He goes out to work in the field. Just like he doesn't get too busy with my work, I don't get busy with his work. I'm totally dedicated to learning. But maybe you're going to say, what about him? He's busy in the field. Maybe he shouldn't bother even opening a sefer at all because he's busy working. Even if he learns, how much he's going to learn already? He's going to learn a little bit. What's going to amass from learning a little bit? Says the Gemara famous, Ani Marbev Umamed, maybe he'll say that. Shaninu, we learned. We had this actually earlier in this Pesach, if you remember. We had this when I forgot who it was. I think it was Rabbi Yechon trying to appease Rabbi Abba about that Rabbi Abba was upset. He thought maybe that he didn't learn enough Torah. He said to him this exact lashon: Echad amar bevechad amamet uvad shichav li b'shmayim. It doesn't make a difference if one does a lot or a little bit. That's not the point. The point is bechav li b'shmayim. When a person bechav li b'shmayim, chances are he'll do more. If a person is mechav li b'shmayim, he'll take every opportunity to learn as much as possible. But as long as a person is mechav li b'shmayim, whether or not he succeeded in learning all day or learning a little bit, that is the ikar. Of course, this is actually a mishnah. Okay. in the mouth of Abaye, it was rugged to say, "La'ilam ya'adam aram." A year, a person should be aram. He should be like tricking. He should be deceptive. But not really deceptive. Crafty. That's the word. He should be crafty when it comes to Yiras Hashem. Manerach meishiv chamim. The Yetzer comes to the Eitzes to try to steer him astray, and he should be crafty to make sure to set himself up in a way that he's increasing his yira and not chalila moving away from it. Manerach meishiv chema. This unbelievable Eitzah. A manerach, someone who answers gently, he turns away anger. The best way to diffuse an argument, if someone's yelling, a child, whatever, maybe a friend, a spouse, the best way to diffuse any anger is to stay calm. Respond calmly. You respond calmly. The other person, you can't, almost never, not impossible, but it's very unlikely for the person to continue with anger when one responds calmly. Umar b'shalom im echev im kreivav im kaladam. The person should increase as much as possible, shalom with his brothers, shalom with his relatives, shalom with every person. But notice the order. That people sometimes focus on peace on the outside, peace with their world, and they forget about how important it is to have peace with their closest neighbors and friends, and to always be peaceful with their family. So he's umar b'shalom im echev, kreivav, and call them. Vafilam nachi b'shuk, yishef shalom with even the nachi b'shuk, yishef of lamala, he'll be loved above, v'nechma lamata, and desired below, v'yemekubal abriyas, and he'll be accepted by all abriyas. Amal of Arichav Zakai, they said about Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakai, this one wants to talk about someone that was of an abriyas, they said about Arichav Zakai, like dimo adam shalom ha'ilam. No one ever beat him to the punch to be greet with shalom. He always greeted everyone with shalom first, v'afilu nachi b'shuk. And he wasn't selective that just greeting shalom to Yidden. Even a guy in the market, he would always greet them first b'shalom before they got a chance to greet him. This teaching was in the mouth of Rava. Tachlis Chachma, the purpose of Chachma is Tshuva Ma'asim Tovim. The Tachlis, the ultimate purpose of Torah is Tshuva Ma'asim Tovim. Mishlei Adam Kari V'Shen. A person shouldn't read Torah and read it again, learn it, or read Chumash and Mishnayos. Upay Pavivimay V'Rabbi, and then rebel at the same time against his mother, his father, his teacher. Rather, he should learn it and internalize what the Torah is telling us. The Tshuva Ma'asim Tovim. Or rebel against someone who's greater than him in Chachma Minyan. Shnemar, Rashis Chachma Yiras Hashem, Seichel Tev L'Chol Yaseyim. The beginning of Chachma is the fear of Hashem. Seichel Tev L'Chol Yaseyim, Lo Yaseyim, Lo Nemar. It doesn't say Lo Yaseyim to those who practice it. Lo Yaseyim. Lo Yaseyim L'Shma, Lo Yaseyim Shlo L'Shma. It's a Seichel Tev for those who do L'Shma, and not for those who do it Shlo L'Shma. V'chal Lo Yaseyim Shlo L'Shma, whoever does it Shlo L'Shma, Neyach Lo Yaseyim Nivra. A person who does it Shlo L'Shma, it's better that it wasn't created. We pointed out at the top of the Amid, there's a tefillah for those that everyone should be learning the Shema, and even those that don't learn the Shema should ultimately come to learn the Shema without the tefillah. Here we're saying a stronger lashon that those who learn the Shema, Neyach Lo Yaseyim Nivra. And the truth is, we pointed out when we read the Gemara on top of the Amid that what? That Lo Elam Yasek Adam Matera Mitzvahs, Shlo L'Shma, it's okay, do Shlo L'Shma, Shemetech Shlo L'Shma, Bal L'Shma, through the Shlo L'Shma, you come to the Shema. So look at the bottom Tesvis, famous Tesvis, comes up many places. Says from Tamar, how we sing over here, Neich Leishle Niver, Betty shouldn't be created, Leil Shema. Yet we say, it's Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim, that it's better for a person, not the beginning, and of Nun, in Pesachim, it's better for a person to be Isaac in Torah Mitzvahs, even Leil Shema, because we'll eat the Shema. Yeshleimer says Teisvis, Tehacham Mayri She'eni Laman El Lekanter, big Yisayid. When a person's learning because he wants covet, he wants a prize, whatever it may be, when he's younger. That's fine. It's not the ultimate madrega. Ultimate madrega is to learn just lishma, but learning shlishma to get lishma, that's fine. But when a person is learning just to be able to ruffle someone else's feathers, just to be able to ask questions, to be a contrarian, to make issues, that's shlo lishma, neich lishna nivra. That's a terrible halach. That lishma won't lead to lishma. There's basically three levels. There's lishma. There's not for the sake of Torah itself, for others' sake, but not to be against Torah, not to create issues. And then there's Leil Shema, meaning negative. It's specifically to try to make issues, to try to stir up some trouble. That's considered Neich Leil Shema Nivra. That is Tesis Malach. There's actually an interesting Malach from the Nitziv. Nitziv wants to say that there's a difference between when a person is learning Torah Stam, or a person is being Mechadish Chidushei Torah, which could lead to Psak Halacha. When a person is learning Torah Stam, Lishma or Leil Shema is both okay. When a person is learning Torah to be Mechadish ideas, concepts, and he's potentially been mechadish p'sak halacha, such a person doing that shlo l'shma would be a terrible thing. So, meaning, you know, different than Tesis. Nothing to do with the counter. The general rule is, learn lo l'shma, because from that you come to l'shma, and that's by general learning. When someone's being mechadish chedusha, which could lead to p'sak halacha, or could lead to just new terrorists, and that type of terror is being done shlo l'shma, that's problematic. That is the Nitziv's answer to this same question. So, Tamar Vaiter, Margalo B'Pumit Rav was ruggle in the mouth of Rav. Not the same. Again, once we get this topic, it's obviously way too long for this, for the forum of a Daf Yomi, but there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. What does this mean when we talk about Elam Abba? There's Tchias HaMesim, there's Mesim HaMashiach, there's Elam Abba. There's machlokes in Rambam, famous at the end of Sanhedrin, Ramban. There's machlokes in what goes, what is exactly the chain of events. There seems to be a universal agreement to this point that of Adam and this Gemara, that at some point, the there's going to be a point of some sort of bliss, even physically, and then at some point, our bodies and our souls, our physical body and souls, will be merged, and that will be the ultimate. That will be the ultimate time period where we're living in this time where, like he describes, there's going to be a time where there's le'achila, le'shtia, no more eating, no more drinking. We'll still have physical bodies, or the physical and the soul will merge. There'll still be something, but there won't be something that needs to eat or needs to drink. For the period of Rivla Masmat, I'm famously just quote to Rambam. Rambam says the Yemesa Mashiach is just going to be similar. We won't have Shiva Malchus. We won't have any Malchus over us. But everything's going to be physically the same as it is today. We'll still need to eat. We'll still need to drink. We'll still need to work. We'll still need to procreate. But we won't have Shiva Malchus. And then will come a time period after that, time of Tichas HaMesim or something after that, where Asad Lavei, where they'll have this level of no eating, no drinking, no puruvu, no business, no masmatan, loy kinav, loy sinav, loy tachros, no jealousy, no hatred, no rivalry. El tzadikim yeshvat tereseim rishayim. The tzadikim will be sitting with their ataras, the crowns on their head. Venenim, by the way, crowns today often is our talisim. That's our talisim on Rishayim. We can try to do that even today. Venenim is a veshchina and be benefiting from the light of the Shechina, Shenemar, v'yechso es alekim, v'yech levishtu, they gaze at Hashem, and they eat and drink. Ironically enough, it's so funny that the pasuk that we're bringing to show about a time when we unite from the Shechina utilizes which words? Achil and shtia, which we just said you're no longer going to do. It's obviously a metaphor. It doesn't mean real achil and shtia. They're going to be eating and drinking, soaking up from the Shechina itself. Because they laughed, Tacha, Shavtich, Kash Baruch Hu, L'nashem, Yesem, and Nashem. Rav also taught that it was greater, the Avtacha, that Kash Baruch Hu promised a woman, even greater than men. Shinem, like it says, Nashem, Shatnais, Kaimana, Shemana, Kailin. Bunis, Baitchis, Azanim, Rasi. You confident daughters, listen to my speech. They even have a stronger bracha than was given to men. This is a direct speech to the woman that they should be calm and rise up when they hear my voice, as long as they're confident and they listen to what I say. Amle Rav Abchia, Nashim Azachin, with what are Nashim Zeicha? Which is a very shtaka question. What do you mean? Nashim have men, they don't have the same mitzvahs as a man, they don't have mitzvahs to learn Torah, but what do you mean, what are they Zeicha? They have many mitzvahs also. So the first one explained, actually, they want to say that these are three members of Rav, they're all connected. Rav is saying that the ultimate world is the next world. And Elam Abba. And Nashim have a greater chelik in Elam Abba. And he's bothered. I understand they have a good one, though they can have a great chelik in Elam Abba. But a greater chelik, there's so many mitzvahs that they don't have, that men have. So let's take out the whole concept of Talmud Torah. Nashim don't have that, men have that. What's Pshat that he's saying they have a greater chelik? The answer is going to be in these lines. Bakrui b'nai l'meik nishta, because they go through the trouble of bringing their children to Beit Knesset, to go learn Torah. And they send their husbands, and they encourage their husbands to go learn Torah. And they wait. We wait for the husbands to come back and take care of them when they come back for the Beis Medrash, so the Nashim get all that schar without any of the other distractions. They get the schar but the husbands are learning, they get all that schar, and therefore that's going to complete their picture, which is why they'll have, connecting to the prior Gemaras, a great chelik in Elam Abba. Ki avim after Rabbanan mebei Rav Ami, when the Rabbanan would leave Rav Ami, it's Beis Medrash, Rav Ami mebei Chanina, some say they would leave the Beis Medrash from Chanina, Amil Hachi, they get the following bracha on their way out. Elam Cha, Tira b'chayecha, you should see your world in your lifetime. Which means, the way they teach it is, Rashi says, like, you should have all your needs fulfilled. And the Masha adds, in this world, meaning, it shouldn't be pushed off that in the next world you get what you need. Already in this world, all your needs should be fulfilled. V'achwitza l'chayam haba, and the ench takali to el haba, v'sikvasal dardarim, and your hope should continue for many generations. Libcha yekes tfuna, your heart should have tfuna. Pichida b'chachmas, and if you're noticing, some of the nesachayas now are starting to go into the bracha that parents give their children on Erev Yom Kippur. Pichi da b'chachma, your mouth should speak chachma, so shen chiyach shurnanes, your tongue should bring forth song, afbechi yashir negdecha, your eyelids should be straight in front of you, inecha, your ear b'mar teira, your eyes should be enlightened by the light of teira, fenecha yazir kuzar rikia, and your face should shine like the brightness of the sky, so sezechi yabiyu das, your lips should speak out das, knowledge, uchli yasecha ta'alezna, meisharim, and your kidneys should rejoice in Mesharim and righteousness, Ufamech Yeritzel Shmai Divrei Atik Yemen, and your feet should run to hear the words of Atik Yemen. Atik Yemen is the one that's the first one to say it's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Your feet should run to hear, it's Paskin Daniel, your feet should run to hear the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, Mefti Rabbanim Meir Vachizda, when the Rabbanim would say goodbye. So instead of just saying that was a very bracha, a little bit different than have a good day. Have a very successful day. It was a nice, a little bit of a longer bracha. I'm not sure if it means every day when they would leave, but when they were leaving for to go home, he used to travel to the Beis Medrash. When they're leaving to go home for a little bit, for a little trip, they gave this nice, beautiful bracha. When the Rabban would leave from the Beis Medrash of Rav Chisda, some says Beis Medrash of Shmuel Bar Chmeini, Alufeinu Mesulab, and this is a pasuk in Tehillim. Alufeinu means like our leaders. Misabalim, they're loaded up. What does that mean? Alufeinu misabalim explains. Vavishmul vamilav Rabbi Yechim Rabbi Lazar. Chanam one says Alufeinu b'terah, those who are leaders in Terah misabalim mitzvahs, and they're full of mitzvahs. Chanam are Alufeinu means they're already loaded up with Terah mitzvahs. Misabalim b'yisurim, and they're full of yisurim. So the bracha over there is that. That these people, when they're leaving, they should go out without any cry in the streets. There should be no breach and no cry when they go in the streets. Says the Gemara, top of a base, aim parrots, this is a continuation of the pasuk, aim parrots. There should be no breach. That means your company should not be like the company of David HaMelech. Shehetz Menachat Teifel, David HaMelech Harachit Teifel, who ultimately was a breach. Says, look at the top line of Teisus. Shehetz Parrots, Parrots, Machas Zavid, he rebelled. So don't, your company should not be like that of David, who had Harachit Teifel, who rebelled against him, nor of Ein Yetzis, and no going out. You're going out, shouldn't be like Shaul. Who had Deigadami come out of him? Vein Tzvacha. What's the last one? Vein Tzvacha. There shouldn't be any cry. Your company shouldn't be like that of Elisha. We had this earlier in this Mesechta. Who had Gechazi, they went out of him. Remember when Elisha was by the house of the Shunamis? So, right, she built a wall for him, took care of him. He actually, Elisha brought back their son to life. But we spoke over there that Gechazi, he accosted the Isha Shunamis, right? He rebelled. So, by the way, why is Lashon Tzavacha Gechazi? Beautiful Peshach from Tesis. Look at the second Tesis. Shem Mitzera. Gechazi was punished with Tziras. And what does it say? Therefore, Chaychas. Uchziv be Tamei Tamei Yikra. By Mitzera, it says he has to call out, I'm Tamei, I'm Tamei. Tzavacha is a cry. He's calling out, I'm Tamei. So Tzavacha in the Pasuk Tehillim is a reference to Gechazi. Berchei Veseinu, Shleitek. Lanu ben Talmud shemak maktiach tavshil rabim, and Rechav Yisenu shouldn't have someone that goes out in the streets. What does that mean? It means a person, if he has a Talmud or a son that never goes off, that makes trouble, he shouldn't certainly not be doing it in a public fashion. The Gemara doesn't explain who that is. The Mefarshim should point out that's referring to Yeshua Nitzri. It's referring to Yeshua Nitzri, that the, again, second time exactly had this. We referred to the Christians as heretics, also because of censors. But here too, it didn't elaborate who it's referring to, but some of the Shonim say it's referring to Yeshua, who didn't just go off. It was a very public way, and that's even a worse outcome. Shimu Eli Abiri Lev Harachikim Mitzdaka. Pasuk says, listen to me, the Abiri Lev, ones the fierce heart, who are Rechaikim from Tzaka, far from righteousness. What does righteousness? What does this mean? Rav Shmuel, Amrila, Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Lazar, again, same two pairs. Chad number one says, Kalim Klinizim, Tzaka, the whole world gets fed with righteousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vemnezen, and Mizraya. But the ones who are Biri Lev, they don't tzchusim. They get fed based on their own tzchusim. The ones who are strong in the heart and they're doing what's right, they get fed in their own merit. The Chad number one says, no. Kalim Klinizim, Tzchusim. The whole world is Tzaka fed in their tzchus. That meaning, not that the whole world's fed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzchus, so to speak, and Kosh Baruch's righteousness. The whole world's fed in the schus of these starker people. The haim, and they themselves, they barely partake from this world, so they're not even sustained in their own merit. Their own merit, which is good enough for the rest of the world to eat, doesn't sustain them because they barely need anything. Like Rav said famously, every day there's a basket that went out from Hachayv and said, famous, was the ultimate, was an extremely pious person, didn't have any benefit in this world. Kalam Kula, the whole world is Nana from on behalf of Chanina Bini. The Chanina Bini, Daila Bekab Charuvin, Mayor of Shabbos of Shabbos. All he needs to sustain from week to week, Shabbos Shabbos, is a Kav of Buxer. That's all he needs. A Kav of Carabs is all he needs. Well, Pligid of Yehuda argues in Yehuda, this Taich that was saying that the Abir Lev are starker people, argues in Yehuda, the Amr Yehuda, Man Abir Lev, what Abir Lev? Gevat Tepshayim, Abir Lev are the people, the Gevainim Tepshayim, the Gevainim are the people of the town in Bavel that had all these, they make believe in the times of Yeshua, they made believe that they were Megayer, but it wasn't really true, they were fake Gerim. So, did that be relayed? The two fierce hearted. Why? Because they had Amar Basif, Ateda, Talay Gari, Gerim, and Io. Ultimately, history has shown they don't really have any real Gerim from them. All this connection with the Yidden and all this idea of being close to Yidden and seeing what goes on, and they never Megayer, they are be relayed, the two fierce of their heart to stick to their guns and not be influenced and be Megayer. Similarly, in a similar note, Amar Vashi, B'nei Mas Mechasi Abir Lev Yenu, the people Mas Mechasi Abir Lev, Tekechaz Yikar Deraisa, Trei Zimni B'Shabbata, they see the beauty of Torah twice a year. Why twice a year? Twice a year they had Yarchi Kalos, before Sukkot and before Pesach, they had big gatherings in the Beis Medrash, V'lei Kamegar Gir Menayo, and seeing all these Tamil Chum and all this learning doesn't influence them to be Megar. Why Dafka twice a year? We have Shalosh Regalim. So Tesis points out quickly that Tesis says also that by Shavuos, even though it's one of the Regalim, since it's only one day, not a whole long Yantav, they didn't have the same type of gathering beforehand to prepare for the Yamtiv. Chassanim writes liquors. He said a Chassanim wants to take Kriyishma, Tanakama say could say it. And Rav Shmuel said, not everyone wants to take the Shem Shemayim could do it. Says the Gemara in the Memorah of Rav Shmuel, Chayish Liyuhura. Rav Shmuel does not allow any Chassan to take Kriyishmas because he's concerned about this idea of being appearing to be a Balgaiva. Says the Remember, that's why they said whoever wants to say Krishma, can you say Krishma? But we learned exactly opposite, these opinions are flipped. Did we learn the Mishnah? We learned in the Mishnah in Pesachim that in the place where the minhag is to work on Tisha B'Av, one could do work. In a place where the minhag is not to work, one should not work. And in all places, whether the minhag is to work in that place or not, the minhagim are butter from Malacha on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, Leil Miasa Adam, Kol Adam Asatz Meketam Chacham. Rabbi Shmuel says every person should make himself like a Tam Chacham and not do work on Tisha B'Av. So we see over there, Rabbi Shmuel is not worried about Mechzik Yura, about being haughty, that the average person is treating himself like a Tam Chacham, and the Chacham over there are worried. And by us, it's opposite. The Chacham is saying whoever wants to say Krishma, any Chassan who wants, and Rabbi Shmuel is saying he can't, and the Mer is assuming it's because of haughtiness. It says the Gemara Kasha Derabanan Derabanan Kasha Shmuel Gamil. It's here in both Derabanan and Shmuel Gamil. They're flipping their opinions. So Amar Beichra Mechav Sashita. Answer number one is indeed switch the members of Rabbanan, the Shitas of Rabbanan Shmuel Gamil. It questions switch it where. The Taisandu explains they should switch it over here. Switch our Mishnah, say Rabbi Shimon Gamil is the one who allows the Chassan to say Shema, and say the Rabbanan are the ones who are concerned. Not everyone wants to say Shema can say Shema. The Chama are the ones that are concerned, and therefore they understand with the Mishnah Pesachim that the Chama are worried about haughtiness, about Mechzik Yura, and Rabbi Shimon Gamil is not worried about it. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Rav Shish Breit, Rav Idi Amar, La'ilam Le'tachlif. You don't have to switch the opinions. There's different svaras in both places. Remember the Rabbanan said over there that only the Talmid Chacham should refrain from work on Tisha B'Av. Regular people should continue to work. And by us, the Rabbanan allow every Chassan to say Kriyishma. Says the Gemara, Kriyishma kiven to Kulam Kakaro, because by Kriyishma, everyone's saying Kriyishma. V'yunam Ikari, and therefore when he's saying Kriyishma as well, it doesn't really stick out. Yeah, he's a Chassan, but everyone saying Kriyishma is not so noticeable, and therefore there's no appearance of Gaiva. Hasam, by Tisha B'Av, kiven to Kulam Avdi Melacha, since everyone's doing work, the Ilek Avdin, he's not working that day, so Mechzikir, that stands out, and therefore it has an appearance of Gaiva. Either, because I can give the following chilek. Hasam b'kavana talia milsa over there by kriyishma is talia kavana. V'ratzati lematzichav v'nidaite. Rav Shmuel Gamil says you cannot let the custom. This talking about doing it in the lashon of the Mishnah. Not whoever wants to take the shem Hashem is allowed to say it. Meaning it's not just an issue of mechzik yura. It's an issue of kavana, and a chasim we know is not going to have proper kavana, and therefore he can't say kriyishma. Av l'hasam by work. When he's taking off from work, acting like a Talmid Chacham, that's not a problem of Merci Cure even. Why? Because anyone who's going to see him not working will say, oh, he doesn't have work to do. You find other people like that. Go look how many people there are on a regular day in the marketplace who aren't engaged in work during the day. Often, there's people who aren't working. So the fact that he's not working today on Tisha B'Av will not indicate that he's treating himself like a Talmid Chacham, but rather he's just a guy who happens not to have work. It can be excused away and therefore won't stick out. So we can answer both the Rabbanan and Rosh Hashanah meal that they don't have to flip any shitas. And there's different svaras, lakan to lakan. Hadron alacha yekayra, and mazel tov, we finished the second parak. So quick, getting back to the halacha, we spoke out early from Mar Brady Ravina that he would say at the end of his Shemoneh Esrei, he would say Elikai Nitzal Shaychi Meira, and he finished off with Yilu Ratzin Emefi Vagin Libu Fenech Hashem Tzuri V'Gaeli. Now we spoke out that this idea was already mentioned earlier. Before Shemoneh Esrei, he say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he say Yilu Ratzin. It was based on David HaMelech said it after 18 brachas, 18 kapil chtilim. We say after 18 brachas Shemoneh Esrei, we say Yilu Ratzin. So the question now is: was Mar Ravina coming to add another Yilu Ratzin, or was he just saying the placement should be after this additional tefillah of Elikai Nitzal Shaychi Meira, and not after Sim Shalom, not right at the end of Shemoneh Esrei? So the Rishayim have a machlekes about this. The Ravid says that the correct place to say Yilu Ratzin is right after Shemoneh Esrei. After Sim Shalom, that's the correct place to say Yilu Ratzin, not at the end of this Elikai Nitzal, this additional tefillah. The correct place is really after after Shim Shalom. Rabbi Yehuda actually quotes a similar raya that the Raven himself brings, that the correct place is after Shmoneh Esrei. L'maaseh, Rabbi Yehuda says that if a person wants to, it's acceptable to say Yilul Ratzon both after Shim Shalom, and then again after additional tefillah. But it seems like, again, the place for Yilul Ratzon, according to this so far, is right after Shim Shalom. The Rashba points out, he holds like the Ravid as well, that after Shim Shalom is when you say Yilul Ratzon, but he says it's clear from the Lashon of Marba Arvina, he's saying Yilul Ratzon and Mefri at the end of his extra tefillah. And he says, presumably, all the other Amram or Tanaim here, all the other Amram here that are giving these additional tefillahs at the Shemoneh Esrei, they were also, presumably, the Gemara doesn't quote it, but they also said Yilul Ratzon at the end of the tefillah. The Nei Dibihudu, or the Tzlach, he says, actually, it's opposite. The Tzlach says, on the contrary, since the only extra tefillah we had in this grouping that quotes Yilul Ratzon in Refi at the end was Marbe Dravina, that indicates that the rest did not say it after the additional tefillah. And presumably the reason is because they said it before, they said it after Shim Shalom. Like the Ravid was saying that the Yilul Ratzon should really go at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, after Shim Shalom. Again, the idea would be to say it after Shim Shalom would be it's part of Shemoneh Esrei. To say it after the additional tefillah would be a question, an issue of, is this additional tefillah being a hefsek between your Shemoneh Esrei and your Yilul Ratzon? The Rabbeinu Yehuda is saying you could say it twice. That seems to be a simple answer. The Shulchan Aruch Taka says that's preferable to say Yilul Ratzon right after Shim Shalom. That's when you say Yilul Ratzon. And if you want to, you can repeat it again after the Kanat Tzar Shachamira, similar to what the Rabbi Yehuda was saying. The Rama says that the minig in his days is kind of like what we have in most of Durham today, and the minig we have today, which is Yilul Ratzon, specifically after the extra tefillos, after additional tefillos. Very interesting. The Bach says that since when do we bring a raya from a mistaken minig? Saying Yilul Ratzon after the additional tefillah, after the Kanat Tzar Shachamira, is wrong, and you can't be right from there. It's supposed to be after Shim Shalom. So just because that's what the Ayam does, that's what the Siddurim are printed today, not a Raya. Bach argues, L'maist and Bishabur says, the best Eitzah is to say Yilul Ratzon both after Shim Shalom, and then again after the additional tefillah, like this, you're covered on all bases.